to put it on. I'm sorry. Okay. But the Torah calls it maga. Why? Lememra, to tell me that heset v'negiya ki yodov. It says here, where was it? Gimel? It's outside, meaning it's not in a base of storm, it's exposed. So too here in Tumas Hesed, and anywhere that it says Negiya, Maga, you have to have it Me'abroi. You mean you have to touch it in an exposed place, not in Beis HaStorim. So therefore, let's go back to this. The first, Rish Lakish gave us two cases. One, where there's a stick, Bekoim Toshal Zav. It's stuck somewhere in a fold in his body or something, right? And with that stick, he moves the Tohar. So that's, what is that? That's this new Tumor called Hesed. The Tomei, the Zav, is moving or supporting the Tohar. That's Hesed. That the Torah called Maga and said Yodov. You need exposed, not based on storm. Since here that stick with which he's moving the Torah is in a fold in his body, or stuck in his ear, to make up some sort of a case over here, that's called based on storm, it's Torah. The second case of Reish Lakish was the reverse. Tohar kone b'koim tel shel Torah. A Torah person had some stick, with that he lifted up or moved the Zav. That's Tumas Maso. That's the Torah. That, the Torah never said on that anything about based on storm. Bas has nothing to do with Beis HaStorim. That's Tommy. Okay. Now, back to the Mishnah. We spent a few days recently that Nido Zova, that's Tommy Bifnim. But the Mishnah said, 1 second, Aval Hazavu Balkeri, Eina Mitamin Achetetze Tumos Lachutz. There it has to come out from the body. Aval Hazavu Balkeri, Eina Mitamin, Zav, how do you know it? Dirsev Kiye Zov Mibisoro, from his flesh. How do you know? It has to come out. Okay. Then the Mishnah continued, and this whole piece of Gemara we have here, we had already on Daf Yud Gimel word for word. The Mishnah said a strange case. He was eating truma, correct? The Mishnah said, and he feels that he's going to have carry. Now, we just learned that when it comes out, it becomes Thomas. He's in trouble because he's eating truma. But it has to come out. So the Mishnah gives an eitzah. Oiches ba'omo, should hold himself. Uboleas the truma, stop it from coming out. And swallow the truma. So he's not yet Thomas, then it can come out. Now this we had on Daf Yud Gimel, that presents its problems, obviously. Oiches. Vatanya beleza omokola oiches ba'omo. Excuse me. Whoever holds himself there, umashtin, because he's coming to the Aveira of Hotzah Zerul of Atola, which was the Aveira of the Anshe Dor HaMabul. Omer Abaye b'matlus ovo. He should hold himself with a thick piece of material. Says Rashi, she'ena mechamemes. Rov Omer filu teimu b'matlus rako. He could do it even a matlus rako. Came into okar okar. Since it was already nekar, it came not out from the body, but it came out. It's not, you're not going to do any damage. Ba'abayi chayz, Abayi is afraid. Dilma'osi lo sufi, maybe more will come out. Virova lo sufi lo chayz, she's not worried about that. Since it already, whatever caused it to happen, happened, it won't get worse. Frankly, Gemara v'lo, v'otanya, we learned back there again on Yud Gimel, l'mazze doime, l'noisen etz v'abayi, if you put the finger in the eye, shekozman she'etz v'abayi midamas, v'chozeres, it keeps on tearing. So here too, apparently Chazal held that it can keep coming more. What do you mean he's not afraid of Damas? V'rovo kol achmume v'hoder achmume b'shait lo shchiach. Let's look at the Rashi there. Lo shchiach. That's not going to, more won't come. Ida Brisa says it keeps coming like tears. V'hoder sanya kol zman she'etzba ba'ayin v'damas. Hani mileheched metchilo m'mashmeish v'chimim. It started because he touched himself and v'chimim esatzmo v'yoytze kol shomad. It comes out little by little. Avol zeh, here it's a different story. She nizdaz v'yvorov. Something happened over there. Neke kol azera b'yachad. Whatever is coming came out. V'shuvei nochozo mischamim lakar od miyad b'shoach. Okay. Good. Omar Shmuel. Kol shichvas zera. Shein kol gufo margish. He doesn't feel something, but when it's neka from the, when it comes, it starts coming out, eina mitamo. That is not tomi. My taimo. Shichvas zera, Rachmon. The pasuk says shichvas zera v'ruuya lahazriya. And if it's not neka b'hargosha, there's no feeling there, it won't be roy to be mazriya. Okay. Meisvei hoyimaharer balaylo. He was sleeping, had some sort of a dream. V'omat umotzu psoro cham. He finds the eiver cham is tome. Why? Maybe came out. I frank the Gemara, he didn't feel anything. You just told me, Reb Shmuel, that you have to feel it when it's nekar at least. Here he was sleeping. Tigam Rav Huna b'meshamish mitoso b'chaloim. In his chaloim, he was meshamish mitoso. D'i'ef shel l'shamish b'lo hargosh. He certainly felt it. Rashi says, d'inofak v'aday argish. Okay, that's the first lotion of Shmuel. You have to have a hargosha. Fine. Lishnachrina. It doesn't come out with a force, like an arrow, which basically means, again, he didn't feel it come out. So, you're just repeating yourself. The first Loshin said, you have to have kogu for marriage. He's saying, Yerika Chetz, which is another way of saying, you've got to feel something come out. My iko bein hai lishna la hai lishna. So, the more iko beinayu, nekro behar gosho, V'yotze shaloi b'har gosha. Meaning, according to the first Loshin, the crucial point is you have to have that gosha base, it's nekar, when it starts to come out. But when it actually comes out of the body, you don't have to have har gosha. So according to the first Loshin, if it's nekar b'har gosha, v'yotze shaloi b'har gosha, you're going to be tomei. According to the second Loshin, you're going to be tor, because it has to be yoyre, and has to be yoyre kachetz, meaning that's the hargosha as it comes out of the body. So that's the difference between two shoynes. Is the crucial point the nekar part? And now you say nekar in English. How did I say it? Dislodges from inside the body, and then when it actually comes out of the body, according to the second Loshin, that's the crucial point. Okay. Now, Zog to go, Milsa the Pshita Leila Shmuel, Midboy Leila Rova. According to Shmuel, let's say in the first Lashon, he was telling us this din, that Nekra Behargosha, Vyotza Shalei Bargosha is Tome. By Rova, that was a Sophic. The boy Rova, and it's Milsa the Pshita Leila Shmuel, Shmuel knew for Poshit, was a Shaila by Rova. The boy Rova, Nekra Behargosha, Vyotza Shalei Bargosha, Mao. By him, it was a Shaila. Good. Toshma. Balkeri Shetoval. It was a Balkeri. Now he's going to the mikvah. Vlohitel Mayim. He wasn't Matel Mayim. He wasn't Mashlim before the mikvah. Lichshe Yatil Mayim. Now after the mikvah, he's Matel Mayim. Lichshe Yatil Mayim. Tomei. Why? Says Rashi. Din Ishtayim in Akeri v'yotzei Achshav. We say some of the Keri stayed inside. He's now coming out with the Meiraglayim. He didn't feel it. And now when he's Mashlim, he's not having Hagoshes Hatzah Zera. Ella what? Because he felt the Bishas Nekro. So you have a riot to Rav Shaila. Basically, you have a riot to the first Loshon. That was the difference between the first Loshon and the second. Or Rav Shaila was Nekro Behargosho, V'yotza Shaloi Behargosho. Is it Tomei or Tor? Here, pretty much, the Bryce is telling me that Nekro Behargosho, Yotza Shaloi Behargosho is Tomei. So it's a riot. So Gemara Shaini Hossam Deruba Behargosha Norfolk. There's no riot there because here we're talking only about the remainder of the carry, but the actual carry when it came out could well have been Yotze Behargosha, so it's no riot. Lishnachrina, a third Loshin in Shmuel. So again, the first Loshin in Shmuel was the Iker is Nekro Behargosha. Even if it's Yotze Shalei Behargosha, you tell me. The second Loshin needs Yerika Chetz, which means you need Yitzia Behargosha. Let's look at the third Loshin. Lishnachrina, Amri Lo Oma Shmuel, Kol Shichva Zera Sheina Yerika Chetz. So in the second Loshin, he said, you're not Tomei, right? Right, you're not Tomei. Eina Mazras, it won't be capable of fertilizing. Azruwe Hudalo Mazaro, Ha Temuye Metamyo, but it is Tomei. Shenema, Ki Ye Bechoy Isha Shaliya Tor Mikre, happening. I feel a carry barely, it just happens. He doesn't feel anything. Now, let's go carefully here. So what is this Lashon telling me? You don't need Yitzia Bahar Gosh. Right? He's saying, even if it's not Yorik HaChetz, you're Tomei. So lechur, that's the first lashon. The first lashon said nekra b'hagosha, the yotze shalei b'hagosha stomach. Explains Tosis and the others that this lashon means you don't even need nekra b'hagosha. This is the most machmedik lashon. You don't need any hagosha at all. So again, the first lashon held you need nekra b'hagosha, you don't need yotze b'hagosha. The second lashon hold you need yotze b'hagosha. This lashon holds you don't need hagosha at all. Mikre ba'almo. If it stam comes out, not you felt it when it was neck, and not you felt it when it came out, you tom. It's the most machmedik lashon. We pass it basically like the first lashon. Nekra b'hagosha, yotze shalei b'hagosha. So now we have an interesting shaila. Let's assume that way, like the first lashon. The crucial point is the nekra. So here you have a case where it's nekra b'hagosha, yitziyah shalom b'hagosha, we say it's tomei. What if you'll have the reverse? Meaning, the nekra will not be a problem, and the yitziyah will be. Now, physically, so you make a case, nekra shalom b'hagosha, and yotzeh b'hagosha. I don't think physically you can have a case like that, I don't think it can happen. But the gemara has a case you could have it, by a goy. The Akira, when he was a goy, he already maldims. He's going to become a ger. He mauled himself. He's about to go into the mikveh. He has nekra b'hagosha, l'mazog. He goes into the mikveh, comes out, he has yitziyah b'hagosha. Now the nekra doesn't count, because the nekra, he was a goy. A goy, we learned that daf lamed dalet. I wasn't here that day, but we learned it anyway, that carry of a goy is not tome. So here you have a reverse case, where the Akira is not going to be metame you, doesn't count, but the yitziyah was b'hagosha. Boy Rova, Oybe Kechom Shehir here. So he had the Akira, Viorad, Vitoval, and then it came out Mahu. So Luchura, we should say here, he's Tor. Because here the Akira didn't count. It's the reverse of the case before. Nekra b'hagosha, yotze shalei b'hagosha, is tome. Because the critical point is Nekra. Here's the other way. The Nekra can't be metame because it was a goy. He only had the Yitziyah. Mao intim salom, assuming that way, like the first loshim bosa akira aslinin, maybe that's only to be metame. Hani mili lechumra, where the nekro is bahagosha, it's enough to be metame him, but not lekulo. Avol hocha de lekulo lo amrinin, meaning to say that because the nekro wasn't there, he's torn. Maybe that we don't say. Meaning maybe you need both, but it's not both. Maybe either one will be metame. And it's nekra b'hagosha, yotze shalei b'hagosha, tomei. Not because the whole critical point is the nekra. The nekra itself can make you tomei, but if you have you see it, that could also make you tomei. You know, you wouldn't say lekula that since the nekra is not there, he's tor. Odimeloish, no. No, it doesn't matter. Everything goes bosar, the nekra. If the nekra was b'hagosha, you tomei. If the nekra was a goy, you tor. Take. We weren't like the sofik on that. Boy rov. Now we have a new shail altogether. We learned already a few times, some called mayonis, like Lamosh. Let's say you have a zovo. I was going to hop on a zovo here. Meira glayim of a zovo is an avatuma, that's mayonis. Meira glayim of a zovo. Now we've just basically said here, at least in the first lodge, which we quote, we basically are saying here that in Keri, the critical point is the necro. It's when it's dislodged, if we'll use that word. Not necessarily when it comes out of the body. What's about by Meiraglayim, the Gemara wants to know. Again, we can make a case where there was a nekra betuma and the Yitziyah was betire. Very simple. It was nekra, she went to the mikveh, then it came out. The same type of problem. Boy rova, zova she nekru mei meiragleo when she was a zova. So that's my Yonah says, it's avatuma. The yard of the tovlo, then she went to the mikveh, and then she was matal mayim. So what basically what the Gemara is asking is, what's the critical point in meiraglayim? The nekra or the coming out? Zog the Gemara im timtzu loyma bosar akiras linen. If we'll take on like this, I'd say the first lashon that the critical point in shechvas zera is the nekra. Zog the Gemara, maybe hani mili shechvas zera. The lomotzi nokatlo. Once it's nekra, you can't hold it back. So meila, therefore the nekar is considered like it's out already, and that's the critical point, because you can't hold it back. But a person can have an akira, feel, no, it's the dislodge, you feel the need to go, but you can hold it back. there's some sort of control over there. No, then the necker is not such a big player, because it doesn't mean it's coming out. You can hold it back. So there the critical point would be the hatolas mayim, actually when she is matl meraglayim. So in this case, she'd be tor, because when she's matl meraglayim, it's already after the mikvah. Maybe not. Maybe that kira is the critical point there too. Take vaita sofik in the gemara. Boy rova, a very similar shaila. This first shaila was a zova. The akiras meraglayim was before the mikvah, and the hatolas mayim is after the mikvah. You have the same exact question now with a goya. We learned before also that a goya and a goya, they gave them a din zav automatically. It was like zera derabbanan, the keeper. Away from people having to do with goyim, they made all goyim like zavim, at least lagabe mayonis. So now I have the same question in a goya. Again, she's about to go to the mikveh to become a giyoris. She has the nekra meraglayim before the mikveh, and the hatolas meraglayim after the mikveh. So l'chur, it's exactly the same shayla as before. It's one kinach different. Boy rov, avoidis kachovim zovo shenekru me meragleom. The yard of itovlo mau intim tzalomar. Even if you'll say that bosar akira azlin and afagav the motzi nokat luhu, even if you'll decide in our previous shaila that even in meraglayim we go bosar the akira, even though it can be held back, but we'll go bosar akira. So therefore, in our previous shaila, she would be tomei because the nekru meraglayim when she was a zova. Here maybe it's different. Hani mili yisraelis. That's by a Jewish woman, the Tumeya Doraisa. He's talking about a Tuma Doraisa. That's the real din. But by Goya, this din is a Chumer de Rabbonon. Maybe he was just not that machmir to say that you'll be metame her because she had an Akiras Meiraglayim when she was a Goya. If the Atolas Mayim was be Israelis, we'll let it go. It's enough. Aval Avenitz Kechovim Zova de Tumeya Rabbonon. Lo, that far. We're not going to be that machmir that far in the Rabbonon. Old Dimaloishna. Maybe not. Maybe they made it a banquet across the boards thing. Since the din is necro, and then they made every goya an automatic zova midrabbanan, so they went with all the halachas. Even that's a chumer, it's a chumer. We'll see. Take, blight us off. The pasuk in the Rambam, lemaisa that in kshichva zera, you go boss a necro behagosho. Yotze shalei bagosho is tomei, meraglayim is a sofeg, and it's the same sofeg by a goya. We remember to take on that. Okay. Now the Mishnah said, the last piece of Mishnah, Metamin B'kol Shehu. Pasha said the first to everybody in the Mishnah. Anida, Azova, Azav, a Balkari, everybody is no Shir. Omar Shmuel, and we had this back on Daf Chav Beis a little bit, but anyway. Omar Shmuel, Zav Tzorich Kechasim As Piho Omo. There is a shear. How much zavasakam? How much chasimas piho omo? Enough to cover over the neck of piho omo. It's not exactly a lot, but it's not kol shu'i. There is a shear. Now, where do you get that from? To see these psukim, the move a lot with the psukim, but the second pasuk by Zav says, "Ostia tamoso bezoivo, ror psoro zov, ohechtim besoro mizovo, hechtim besoro mizovo." His flesh was like covered over from the zivo. Right, Rashi says, "Yotze av, it comes out thick." The soy same as piho omo. So he learns from there. You need that much. The Mishnah says how much you need. Now, Oma Shmuel, zav tzorich kechsim as piho omo. Shenemar oy hechtim besoroi mi zoyvoi. Freg the Gemara, I just read you a mission that says metamin bekolshu. It's going on zav. It's going on zav, balkeri, and zovah. The Mishnah says it's bekolshu. What's going on here? Vanant nan metamin bekolshein. So the Gemara's machloek is tanoim taka. Our Mishnah holds ziva is bekolshu, but there's a Reb Nosson, b'shem Rebbe Shmuel, who holds zav nitz, chsimas piyom, Shmuel happens to hold like that Tana Reb Nosson in Psochim. Who the Omar ki Reb Nosson? The Sanya Reb Nosson oime mishum Reb Yishmoel zav tzorich kechsim as piho omo veloy hoidulo. And the Chachomim were not maskim. That's our Mishnah. Zav is bekolsho. Okay, now he's on the psukim. Shtikol kamya. They bring the psukim on the side of the Gemara. The Gemara works now with the psukim. My time in the Reb Yishmoel. Okay, now we know. Domakro ohechtim psorum izovo. That we know. Shaz, what do we do with that? Virabonon hahu miboyalei lach mitame veina mitame yovish. We're going to have later in the sixth perek, the seventh perek, that shichvazera dam is mitame saylach and sayovish. Shichvazera is mitame only when it's lach. If it dries up, it's not mitame. Zogin de Rabbonim, we got that from Hechtim Psoro. Why? Because it says Hechtim Psoro, it means the Zivo, as Rashi says, it covered up the Tepiho Omo, the Negev. Zog Rashi, that could only be if it's Lach. Because if it Yovesh, it'll just fall off. It won't cling to the Eva. Rashi says on top of the Lach Metami, the Hechtim Mashma Lach. Shay Yovesh ain't a choysim Piho Omo, the Nofil. It won't seal off the Negev Piho Omo because it's going to fall off. Okay, so whatever it is, we learn from the Pasuk, Hechtim Psoroi, not an amount, but that it has to be somewhat in a liquid form. Okay, now, Rabbonam, we belam tamen yomish, Rabbi Shmuel, where did he get that from? Meror Nafka. The Pasuk, let's go carefully, there's two Pasukim here in Zav. The first Pasuk says, Dabru al b'nei Yisrael, v'amartam aleihem, ish, ki yezov mibesoro, zoivei tomehu. Finish. Next pasuk. Zois tia tomoso bezoivoi. Roar besoroi. Now, roar means rear. It's a lotion of. Rear means a drop, dripping. Roar besoro. Es zovo. Oh, hechtim besoro mizovo tomoso hi. Good. So he's saying from the word roar, which means a drip, flow of some sort, drip. What do they teach roar this? What?
Runs.
Okay, it means it's in a liquid form. So he's learning from there, lach. Okay, what do we do with that? Now, Zav is an interesting person. Zav, the first riyah he has is a balkeri, nothing special going on. When he has two riyahs, he has tumra chamura. He's a Zav, mishkev amosh, all the chumers. And he needs Zayin Nikiyim. But he doesn't bring a carbon. To be a full-time Zav, meaning even a carbon, you need three Re'iyas. Now, where did we get that from? Where did you get two and three? So we're going to see now. It's coming from these Psukim. That's what they say. You're using Roar to tell me you need Lach? No. Hahumi leminyono hudos. I need that for the cheshman of two and three. Hudos. Because they're using this second Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says like this. I'm sorry. Zos tia tomoso bezoivoi. Roar psoro ezoivoi. Ohechtim psoro mizovo. So the Chazal learn like this, and the Rabbonah learn like this. Bezoivoi, it says zos tia tomoso bezoivoi. Choda, that's one. Roar psoro, that's two. Es zoivoi, tlas. Zos tia tomoso bezoivoi, one. Roar psoro, two. Es zovo, three. So you see that three makes a zav. Limeid al zav bal gimel riyas shechayiv korban. Then the pasuk continues, O hechtim b'saro mi zoivoy, from the zoiv, mi partial zoiv. O hechtim b'saro mi zoivoy, tome, miktzat zoivoy, tome. I just told you that three makes him a full-time zav, a korban. But there's also a tumma mi zoivoy, partially. Meaning if he has two out of the three, he doesn't bring a korban, but he still is a zav. Limeid al zav bal shtei riyas shemetame mishkav u'moyshav. Okay, basically what the Rabbanan are telling him is like this. You use roar, runs, to tell you, liquid you can't, because roar is necessary for the cheshbon. That's number two in the setup of three. Okay, so therefore you can't use it, therefore we have to use hechtim for liquid, and you can't use it for what you use it for the shear. Oh, where'd Rabbi Shmuel get his numbers from? Rabbi Shmuel minyona minnolei, nafkalei midareb simoi. Reb Simoi got it all from the first pasuk. Let's see. The Sani Reb Simoi Yom Emona Kosef Shtayim Ukro Tomei Sholosh Ukro Tomei. Meaning the pasuk says. It says here Ish Ish Ki Zov Mibesoro Zoivoy Tomehu. So it says how many times Zov? Twice. Ki Zov, Mibisoro, Zoivoy, Tomehu. So two Zavs will get you Tomei. The next Pasuk says, Zoistia Tomaso Bizoivoy, Rob Soro as Zoivoy, Echtum Soro Mi Zoivoy, Tomasohi. In the first Pasuk it says Tomei, if the two times Zoiv. In the next, in the sex pasuk, it says tomei after three times up. That's where he got the 2 and 3 from. Mono akosuv shtayim ukro tomei shalosh ukro tomei. Okay, tzad, is it 2 or is it 3? Shtayim l'tumu shalosh l'karbon. Meaning, according to Reb Shimon, the cheshbon of 2 and 3 comes from 2 words zav in the first pasuk, 3 words zav in the second pasuk. Has nothing to do with the words roar or hechtin. So mele roar is extra. So he uses roar to tell me lach. So he uses hechtim to tell me the shear. We don't do it that way. We need roar in the cheshbon because we get the 2 and 3 out of the second pasuk. Umele, we need roar for the second tumor over here. Mele, can't use it for liquid. We have to use hechtim for the liquid business. And therefore, we don't have a shear. Oh, Frag the Gemara, according to us, that the 2 and 3 comes completely out of the second pasuk. What do we do with the first pasuk? Ishishki Azovim Besoro Zova Tomehu. What do we learn from there? Ulaman de Nafkale Tavayim Izois Tia Tomosel Bezoivoi Ishish, the first pasuk, Azovim Besoro Mayovidle. Miboyole Achiyotzim Besoro, like we learned before. Mibesoro Achiyotzim Zova, and Zoivoi Tomehu is Lomali Limed Alazov Shehu Tomei. That's coming to tell me that the Zoiv itself is Tomei Bemaso, which we also had back. If Kevega reminds us on Daf Lamed Dalid Amud Beis. Okay. Second here. Now we are saying, that was Zav. What's about Shichva Zera? That's also the Mishnah's Bekolshu. Omer B'chani Loi, Mishum Lezer B'shimen, Shichva Zera L'roye B'mashu. When you say Mashu, you mean when a person sees, carry. But L'nogeya, if a person touches carry, carry happens to also be an Avatum if you touch it, is Bekadashu. Then you need a Shir Adashu, which is the Shir from Sheretz. We're going to learn it from Sheretz in a second. Okay, we'll see him one second. We'll learn it from Sheretz. Good. So my kid said he's splitting. Carry, when we say kol shu, that's by a royah. But if you touch carry, if you touch shvazera, you have to have a shear of kadash. Okay. Freg the Gemara on Mishnah, non metamin bekol shaitan says kol shu. My lavla nogeya, lo la roya. Our Mishnah is talking about a roya. Our Mishnah is not discussing a nogeya. Toshma. Choymer b'shichvazera mi b'sheretz. Shichvazera has a chumron sheretz. Choymer b'sheretz mi b'shichvazera. What is it? Choymer b'sheretz. What's the chum of sheretz over tuma of shichvazera? Shasheretz ein chluka tumoso. There's no split. Mashenkin b'shichva zera. The Gemara will explain. What do we mean by that? Shichva zera depends how old the person is. We learned before. A boy under 9, that's not called carry. Sheretz doesn't matter if it's a 9-year-old sheretz or a 2-year-old cockroach. Doesn't matter. Or a weasel, whatever you call it. That's called echluke b'tumah. That's called a chumr. Fine. Choyme b'shichva zera. What's the chumr in shichva zera over sheretz? Shashichva zera metame b'kol shu. Shichva zera is metame as little as it is. Bashen came b'sheretz, you need kadash. So again, it says here, shichva zera b'kol shu. My lav l'nogeya. Pashas, we're talking about nogeya too. So it says here that nogeya and shichva zera will be b'kol shu. You just told me it's kadash. No, right, we mean shichva zera is kol shu when you see carry. Freg the Gemara, that's strange. Sheretz, we're talking about touching a sheretz. You're comparing shichva zera to sheretz. If you're talking about touching a sheretz, pashas, you're talking about touching shichva zera, it says kol shu. V'hotum yed sheretz kotoni, ma sheretz b'negiyo, av shichva zera b'negiyo. Omar Ravada Barahava, shum sheretz kotoni, v'shum shichva zera kotoni. Meaning what the Braisa means to say is like this. The chum of shichva zera over sheretz is that sheretz has no place where it's kol shu. Mashenkin shichva zera, there is somewhere where there's a kol shu. Sometimes the Gemara says that. Shtog the Gemara explains to us, not if you're talking like that, you're talking anywhere, just the theoretical concept, can I find a kol shehu? I can find you one by Sheretz Tuei Bazei. The Sheretz Lometame B'mashu, anywhere. I'll find you a place that it does. Vanant nan, the Mishnah beginning of all is. Eivorit, ein loem shir. A full aver, a complete limb, meaning, we had Boston given terms, the whole thing, that doesn't need shurim. In anywhere. Pochus mi kazayis psaramez. Psaramez, what's the shir to be metame? Kazayis. But if you have a whole lamazong, I got a finger, the whole thing be completion, you'll be taught me even when you don't need it. Because the aver is gone. Upochus mi kazayis psaramez, upochus mi kazayis psaramez. So there is a case where you don't need a dash in sheretz. If it'll be a kapachlez, it's an aver of a sheretz, that it works exactly, whatever. Full aver, you don't need any shir. So you're telling me shum sheretz, and it doesn't exist, the musig of kol shum sheretz. I found you one. So come on, name. Shiny aver, the kule b'mokam adashikoy. When's that kalom this? So it's a pshat. That's a kol shuhu. That means there's no shir. There is a shir. But the aver gives the chshivas, the same chshivas that a kazayis and bosa has, the complete aver has in a mess, or the same shivas that an adasha gives to a sheretz, the complete ava gives also, even though it happens not to be a kadasha. But it's not a din kolshu. Kolshu means there's no shi, you don't need anything. You need something. Just ava can fill up whatever that number is. The raya, because if that ava is missing any little piece, it's tor. It's not a kolshu here. The il chosipurto, ava, miko mitamya. Now the Gemara goes back what we explained before. The Brisa said Shechvazera, Sheretz has a chumer over Shechvazera, that Sheretz is in a chaluka betumosoi. Shechvazera chaluka betumosoi. What does that mean? Shechvazera the chaluka betumosoi. My, what's meant to us? Ilema ben Yisrael the denochem. That's what you mean to tell me. That's the difference because a yid that carries his tome and a goy is not. You can make that type of split in the sheretz too. The Gemara says in Chulin, the Gemara holds in Chulin that all these things, you have them parallel in the water also. But they are not metamis. You have a split. No, we mean elamein kotten legodl. In shechvazeret is a split between a 9-year-old and less. And in sheretz, we don't check the birth certificate. If you got a sheretz, it's tomei. Oh, Omar Rav Popo. Mina kitanoi. This thing that you're telling me, that, what did we just say here? That Nogeya b'shichvazera, that was Reb Chaniloy's din, that even though Roya carries kol shu, but Nogeya carries that for Madasha, Zoktav Popot Samachloikis Tanoi. Now, let's just see this for a second. The psukim here, this is Shein Posuk in Emor, it says over there, I keep losing it. One minute. Yeah. It says the Oish Asha Teitze Mimenu Shechvazera, he's told me. Oish Asha Yiga B'chol Sheretz Asha Yitmolo. Someone who touches a Sheretz. Now, in both of these psukim, there's an extra word, oi. We're going to be marbe from that oi, Noigeya B'shechvazera. At first, Rav Papa thought it's coming from the second pasuk. Oy isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. That oy is being marbe nogeya b'shichvazer. So it's coming out of the pasuk of sheretz. Okay, now zakta Papa zay kitanoi minayin l'rabus nogeya b'shichvazera. Talmud loymar oy ish, meaning the pasuk oy isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. The word oy is to be marbe, not just a nogeya b'sheretz, but also a nogeya, but what do you call it, b'shichvazer. Now, good, what does that have to do with the shir? Says a poet, there's a machloikis in Shas, which runs around all over the place. It's called doin mino mino, or doin mino avuki ba'asru. When you learn one thing from another, let's say I learn A from B. So I'm taking A out from B. Doin mino, I learn it from there. So I say doin mino umino. I learn it from there, and I learn up everything from there. Doin mino umino. Or I say, no, doin mino, that's the din, but uki be'asro. Then I already put it in its own place, and it has the dinim of its own thing. Here you're going to have exactly that problem here. You're learning up Nogeya b'shichva zera from nogeya b'sheretz. No, I'm learning up from sheretz to shichva zera that just like nogeya here is tomei, so to nogeya here is tomei. Now, that's okay. But the next step is, how much do I need? So if you say doin mino, means you learn shichva zera from sheretz, umino, you learn everything from there. Just like you learn from there that it's tomei when you touch it, you also learn from there how much you need. Now, in sheretz, you need an adasha. So too in shichva zera, you need an adasha. But if you say doin mino, uki b'yasur, it means I learn from there that shichva zera is tomei b'mago. Now, uki b'asa, I put it in its place. And what's the din of shichva zera? Kolshu by Roya. So it'll be Kolshu. Zakar Papa, your question of Maga, Shichva Zera, whether it's Kolshu or Adasha, is the old machloikas we have, whether doin mino mino, or doin mino wuki biyas. Omra Papa kitanoi. Minayin rabbis nogeb Shichva Zera tamud loma oy ish. And that's the pasuk of Sheret. Upligi tanoi bi almo, dikadamri doin mino mino. You learn from the place, and you learn everything up from that place. Ikadamri doin mino baruki vasro. Is lamando amad doin mino umino. Ma sheretz benegia, avshich vazera benegia. Umino. Ma sheretz begadasha, avshich vazera begadasha. Ulamando amad doin mino baruki biasro. Ma sheretz benegia, avshich vazera. I mean, that you learn. But then you put shich vazera back in its place. Vuki biasro. Ma shich vazera leroye bemashu. Very fine as Achrav Papa said, but it's built on one assumption that Oy Rabbis Maga Shichva Zera is the Oy in the Posuk Oy Ish Hashayiga B'Chol Hasheretz. Zok, you're going to ask who said so? Maybe it's coming from the Posuk before Oy Ish Hashayitay Say Menu Shichva Zera. So then we're B'Chol not learning up from Sheretz. We're learning up from Kerry itself, so of course it's b'mashu. It has nothing to do with domino mino. The domino be ukibas. Does frekter him? Only a funa breeder have nosel and a papa. Mi ma'ide me oy ish the sheretz komar belay. Who told you it's coming from the oy by ashayiga b'chol sheretz? And Meili has set up this whole system. Domino mino or domino ukibasro. Dilma me oy ish shetetsim eno shichva zera komar milo. You're learning shichva zera from shichva zera. So of course it's domino. There's no domino anymore. Udukuliyamu domino mino. He says you're right. If your assumption is right that you got it out of the pasuk of sheretz, you're right. But if you got it out from the pasuk of shetetsim shichva zera, then everybody should all call shu. So the question now is, which pasuk did Chazal mean when they said oy the rabbi says shichva zera? Did they mean the posuk of Kerry, or did they mean the posuk of Sheretz? Shailinu l'tanoi, they went to ask the tanoim, which posuk did you mean? Ike de tonik raf popo, vike de tonik raf unerreit the nosus taga machloikis. Okay, so it's coming out that way. If you're learning it from there, it'll depend now. Domino umino, domino mikvas. If you're learning from Shichva Zera, it's called shu. Kids are hearing a double machloikis, a two-step machloikis, where the nogeya b'shichva zera is called shu. Or Bekadash.
That's interchangeable.
No. That's Zov. That's not Kerry. That's Zov. That's a different story. Now talk about Kerry. Shichva Zera. It was no story. Shichva Zera. No, Zov is either called Shu or Chsim Spiom. That's that machlokes. That you learn out from anyway. This is a new story. Shichva Zera. Shichva Zera is Maga. Doesn't exist in the Chumash. It's pulled out of somewhere. He claimed it's pulled out of Sheretz. Mele had his system. He claims that's pulled out of Keri. It's B'kol Shu. Let's just learn the Mishnah. Tinoikis Bas Yemechud. Metama Benida. We learned it on Lamed Beis. There's no minimal age there. Bas Yom and Yom. Metama Beziva. Tinik Ben Yemechud. Metama Beziva. Umetami bin Negoyim. Yeah, there's no age limit for Negoyim, no minimum age. Umetami tami mes. Even a one-day-old baby touched the mes. Atomi. Vizoykik li yibum. If when he dies, the brother, there's a one-day-old baby, she can't get married. If he hasn't been born yet, that's a different story. That's chitzim uberes. I can say so. But if there's a baby, she's stuck. Upoitami na yibum. A one-day-old baby, meaning there was a child. Reuven died. Yeah, Reuven died, Shimon, you have Chalitza, so there's a one-day-old baby, and then he dies, the baby, doesn't matter, no Yibum, because there was a child. If it's a Muber, it's a different story. It wouldn't be enough. Okay. Umachel Betruma, again, Bas Yisro was married to a Kohen, and he died. If he leaves over children, she can eat because her children are meichel her. Yilid beis lahem yochel balachmo. So if he leaves her meuberes, she can't eat truma because an uber can't feed her. But if it's a one-day-old baby, meaning the koyin dies, there's a one-day-old baby, a koyin, his wife, a basyol, can continue eating because of that baby. Let's see everything in detail. Upoisel min hatruma. I think we thought at first we mean the reverse. A baskoyin that married a Yisrael, right? A baskoyin married the Yisraelis. So if she dies without children, she goes back to her father. But if she's remaining with children from her Yisrael husband, she can't go back to her father and eat truma. So if there's a one-day-old baby, she's considered she has a child, so she can't go back and eat. I was going to change that, but that's what I thought at first. V'noichel u'manchel, that will leave, because we're seeing where it's complicated what the case means exactly. Basically means it can be Yerish. An Uber is not Yerish, a child is Yerish. V'ahargo chayiv, a person who kills even a one-day-old baby, is chayiv misa, Uber not. It's awesome, but it's not chayiv misa. Barei hula oviv u'le'imo, a one-day-old baby is to his parents, u'lechol kroyev kichosin sholim. Like a full chosin, the Gemara will explain that means that there's avelos even on a one-day-old baby. We'll see, it's also not so simple. Because, but the Gemara is going to discuss everything. We'll see everything.